This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In Britain, the leader of the junior coalition partners, the Liberal Democrats, has told his party that the government cannot change course on austerity. But the crisis in the eurozone has led to calls for the government to stimulate the British economy and has caused divisions within the coalition. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
Deputy Prime Minister and Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg told his conference this is not the time to change course on cutting the budget deficit.
While other countries have been riven by political bickering, we have shown that a coalition forged in a time of emergency could be a different kind of government, governing differently. Because let me tell you this, you don't play politics at a time of national crisis, you don't play politics with the economy, and you never, ever play politics with people's jobs.
The new figures show the government is finding it hard to bring borrowing down with the economy slowing. The IMF has warned that if conditions worsen yet further, the government may have to delay its deficit reduction programme. And the opposition Labour Party insists the coalition should alter its plans to stimulate growth instead. Nick Clegg disagrees.
Because handing control of the economy to the bond traders, that's not progressive. Saddling our children with the nation's debt, that's not fair.
Confidence in the UK economy has been shaken as the eurozone debt crisis has unfolded. Trade with the EU is vital to Britain, but the crisis in Europe has led to some on the right of the Conservative Party to call for the UK to reconsider its relationship with Brussels and begin to repatriate some powers. Even Lib Dems, though, admit the UK is in better financial shape now than it would be had it joined the euro. But Martin Wolf of the Financial Times says the UK still wants the euro to hold together.
The eurozone is far and away our most important trading partner. We are locked in together with the eurozone members in the EU. Obviously, we want them to succeed. We're not going to join. In my view, we are never going to join. I have worked very hard to keep us out. I think that was a very important contribution to the life of this country, that we did stay out. It's very difficult sometimes, but we are out, which is, I think, wonderful.
Out of the euro, the coalition insists there is enough flexibility in its spending plans to find ways to stimulate growth. What it's attempting to make very clear, though, so as not to spook financial markets currently playing havoc with European countries' debt problems, is that it is not about to deviate from plans to bring down the budget deficit. Ollie Barrett, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.